Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Apparently, it's just going to be an apology tour all morning for me, so I offered one for the great Fred Lynn at the start of the show this morning, and now 617 texter says, I owe Courtney one. I will read the text verbatim. Greg's former course of choice, the International in Bolton, offers Uncrustables on the course.
Thank you.
Apparently in some sort of a cooler or what have.
All right.
So I apologize. Not a horrible take, I guess.
Please say verbatim.
You may need some energy chocolates this morning.
Maybe
that topic. So Courtney had energy chocolates. And I need you to be honest, Courtney, okay?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food that you tell us you love the most? Kind of off the main list that people would generally choose.
Popcorn.
Did you start eating popcorn because of smart food?
No. And I am offended. I'm telling you, like, I feel this big force of energy coursing through my veins.
There you go.
Okay. There we go. All nailed right. it.
Excellent. That's great.
I took two of them.
So there was no THC in any of them?
No, none. It sold at Whole Foods.
All right.
She's powering up like a superhero.
781 text on the Subaru of New England text line. Who is the professional golfer who is the big get for the show next week?
Tiger Woods.
It's not Tiger.
Colin Montgomery.
No, it is Jake Knapp, who is a rookie, had just finished his rookie season, or is finishing his rookie season. Shime, am I correct about that?
Correct.
But did win won a tour event this season.
Yes, he did.
Played in the Masters. And so he will join us next Thursday. We are doing a show at Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational. So
yeah, he won the Mexico Open at Vedanta.
Excellent.
At Vedanta, yeah. That's a tough one.
all right. Well, we're going to get to They Said It at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And then Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker, will join us at 7:30 this morning.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, for me, thank you, Shine. For me, it is the post-anticipated concert of the summer. I cannot wait for tonight at Fenway Park. And I'm excited, as I mentioned yesterday, wondering how, because when you listen to the commercials, Shime, they sell it as Post Malone and all of his country, like a country show tonight.
That is correct.
So I don't know that I'm going to get any old Post this evening. I don't know how he's going to do. They're all collabs, so I don't know how he's going to do it. I guess they're probably going to play the track of whoever he's singing with.
That, but I'm looking at the set list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with how many old stuff there is.
So he does play some old stuff.
Yeah. Good ones, too. Right. Well, Wiggy would actually enjoy this concert.
Oh, Wiggy. Okay.
And to be fair, the Red Sox advertised their team as a contender. So
does he play White Iverson?
He sure does.
Congratulations.
Would you like to go tonight?
No, I can't. I can't. I'll be leaving. I'm headed to Florida after the show. Yeah,
Florida.
Yeah, Florida, not like the rest of us.
We're in the middle of the fall ratings period.
I'll be on tomorrow.
Oh.
I ain't missing anything.
Wait, you're on? You're going to be on tomorrow from Florida?
Yep. Thursday and Friday.
What are you doing in Florida?
I have an event I got to do Thursday.
Oh. Everybody here is his autograph, so he's got to go out of state now.
Yeah, that's where I have to go.
Is it like some sort of a reunion event at Centerfolds? Or what are
No. I wish it was, but it's not.
What are you doing?
It's just a regular autograph event that I got to do.
Hold on a second. You're being flown to Florida for an autograph event?
That is correct, Gregory.
Are you getting paid?
Courtney.
Courtney, of course. What do you think? He's going down there for...
Right.
You think
that's nice. Good for you.
For ish and giggles?
Well, I mean...
Is it like some sort of specific thing? Like, is it a... Is it
no,
a,
it's for the... what's it called? The Hard Rock Hotel in the Jets-Patriots game.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. Who are the other A-listers who are in attendance?
There's only one A-lister, Greg.
Did he have to cancel?
No. Okay. It's not a freak-off.
Okay.
It's, just a, it's not one of them.
Thank you for clarifying.
There will be no baby oil there. Okay.
Let me tell you, Ken, very nervous about this trip.
Really? He is?
What's he got to be nervous about?
Well, I mean, logistically speaking...
I'm going to a studio down there.
Do you know how far away the studio is from your hotel?
Yeah, it's like... 35 minutes.
Ken says an hour.
Huh?
Ken, I would double check that.
After the show, Courtney and I are just talking to Ken. Mm-hmm. You know, rating's good, Greg.
35 minutes.
Courtney and I, two people who are not exactly technologically savvy. I'll just speak for myself. I'm a moron. And we each at separate times have used the Comrex. Courtney did it down in Fort Myers area. I did it in Jupiter with my family. And it's not hard. Like, no. If I can do it, literally anybody can do it.
I used the Comrex when we had the stupid COVID thing. But I don't think I'm not sure if I'm on Comrex or because I'm going to a studio down there.
Right now you are not on Comrex. Yeah. But I think that it would make more sense and probably be less foolproof. Not saying that it's just logistically speaking, getting an Uber, getting there an hour early to be there for 6 a.m. seems like a lot.
We're trying to help Wiggy out because it's going to be.
I
have a rent-a-car. I'll leave the hotel at 4:45. I'll be at the studio at 5:40.
Perfect.
He's a grown ass man.
Yeah, I mean,
I was just trying to help.
Greg, so if this were you, wouldn't you rather in your hotel find either a conference room or your room and just hit the elevator button down and then?
That I would do, but Ken said. He doesn't trust the hotel and the Comrex.
Especially the Wi-Fi in the hotel.
Yeah. No, there's a hard wire. You can get an Ethernet cord, I'm sure. I don't think it's overwhelmed at 6 a.m. at the Hard Rock Casino on a Thursday.
Also, Wiggy is a huge, City Wiggy is a huge elevator shamer. Courtney and I experienced that the other night at our Cisco team building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a stair hardo?
No, he mocks and ridicules you if your elevators aren't up to the same standards that his are.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought that was normal for all elevators now.
He was mocking me because you actually have to press the button for the floor that you live on.
When you get in the elevator.
At echelon.
What, so you don't, Wiggy?
No. He has some sort of sophisticated... very expensive, elaborate thing, and he spent probably 20 minutes... Courtney will verify.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I had asked.
Making fun of me because I don't live in the same highfalutin type of place that he lives in.
If your building's got $6 million condos in there and now some kid can go in and hit every floor.
Well, you have to have a fob.
Yeah, I know, but in the building I live in, I thought this was most new buildings in the city. You have a fob and outside of the elevator is like this electronic iPad looking screen.
No.
You hit the fob and then your floor comes up and you press your floor and then you get in the elevator.
I mean, we just go old school where I am.
So you go in the elevator and there's like 1, 2, 3, 4 all the way up.
All the floors. You just press a button. Right.
Don't even need a fob. You just go right in.
Yeah, well, you don't use the elevator. You live in a 4-floor building.
Yeah, sometimes.
So you will be live from Florida tomorrow morning and Friday morning.
Tomorrow morning and Friday.
And that means that after watching the game tomorrow night, you'll have to be up at 4:45 or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always up.
Yeah, right.
I'm never late. Am I ever late?
No, never. No. I don't think you've ever been late, really.
Not really.
I think was once because we were all very concerned.
I've never been late.
Yes. Yeah, there was one time.
You never let your night job. Twice, if you consider the boomer thing, too.
The what thing?
Boomer.
What's the boomer thing? I wasn't late for that.
Yeah, you were. But
no, I wasn't. Because guess what? What time boomer start on this Monday down at Gillette?
He's always on by 6:20.
No. 5:20. 5:30 it started.
No. Well,
started at 5:30.
But it's
Monday.
Supposed to be 5:20.
No, it was like 5:20, I think.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't because somebody came strolling in about 5:25.
No. And Wiggy, that was the first week I was there. I was there at 5:25. Right. Yes, this week I was there early.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So 5:30.
It's supposed to be 5:20.
You were late once though because I think there was an accident on the bridge and it took you forever to get through there and get here. And open was finishing.
Right. So I wasn't late.
I wasn't finished. That means it's like 6:02.
No. Late is when the open's done and Greg starts talking and you're not in here.
That was before you got the light and siren array for the top of your vehicle.
That is right.
I think you got from a handicapped, your handicapped mother.
My buddy's a cop, so they had some lying around after they took him out of an old Suburban.
Okay, anyway, we got to get to Leeds. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So this data came out from Fantasy Points yesterday. Jalen Polk currently leads all rookie receivers in separation win rate. So for those of you who believe that it's a talent issue, that's why we can't throw the football, I would tend to disagree because Jalen Polk is winning at a 31.6% rate and gaining that kind of separation, which means he's open probably even more than that, which means that Pop Douglas is probably also open.
Yep.
And if you watch the All-22, you can see these guys are open. And so it's therefore then a quarterback issue and a guy can't distribute the ball properly. And so I would just like to point out that that means this team has room for growth. So, if you were to, insert a quarterback that could actually hit these receivers that are open down the field, your offense might be better. You'd be more balanced. You don't have to rely quite as much on Ramondre Stevenson. And maybe you actually are a playoff team. And come to find out, you still have a 43% chance to make the playoffs at this current moment. So,
to play devil's advocate, because some will want me to.
Of course.
What is it that suggests to you that a guy who has yet to play a single down in the NFL in the regular season will be able to see those wide receivers that Jacoby Brissett, a 10, 11-year veteran, is not?
Greg, I think that's an excellent question. Thank you so much for asking that. I believe that Drake May is just simply a better thrower of the football, a better passer of the football, which allows him to, look elsewhere than 5 yards down from the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
Because Jacoby Brissett, his whole thing is, I don't turn the football over. So if he senses any risk, it's check down city. And that's all he's been doing the entire season. I mean, granted, it's been 2 weeks, but that's all he's done for 2 weeks. And Drake May will not do that. Drake May will take risks.
All right. I think it's time, Shime. I agree with you.
All right. After the Jets game? Okay.
I think it's time. Right. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So, audio, don't have it yet regarding Bill Belichick and 5 teams he would consider. So, I'm just going to abbreviate the lead and say, if you think or thought, as Courtney and Shime did, that Bill Belichick was not returning to coaching, the first 2 weeks of the NFL season should give you cause to reconsider. There is no shot in hell he is not going to coach. He should be coaching in the NFL. And I believe Wiggy was right, will be proven prescient. Bill to the Jets is 1,000% on the table.
Really?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
If I'm Bill, and people misjudge the fact that I'm angry at him all the time,
yeah,
I respect deeply the pettiness. Like, God love you. I'm so glad he's finally showing us his true self. I mean that. Bert Breer said this last night on Comcast. It was a great point. Like, I don't want him to not talk like this. I think it's revealing that this is who he is, but I don't ever want anybody to stifle their personality. So I think he wants to clearly rub it in the face of Robert Kraft, and he has many reasons to do so. Mm. So whatever animus he has for the Jets provide two things. One, in the division, get to play the Patriots twice. And his mentor never won at all with the Jets. He could go to the Jets and do something Parcells didn't do and try and win a Super Bowl there. So I think Wiggy may be proven to be brilliant once again.
And what you call the pettiness is the indicator to you that he still has a score to settle, essentially, is what you're saying.
If right? This is a guy that's just getting a new... Because we all saw, rightfully so, the change in disposition and how he was happier, he was a different guy than what we had seen for 25 years. But what you heard this week is the competitive juices flowing in him, feeling like he was done dirty and that he could still do a better job than people that are currently coaching right now.
Excellent lead, Curtis. Thank
you. Good job,
Curtis.
We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead, which is it's a positive lead about our mayor.
Oh.
And I didn't think in my lifetime that we would see this in the city of Boston, and we are about to. So we'll get to the rest of the leads next.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.